Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Granddaughter now charged in her death.
Time for some simple household chores. I'm Dick Giuliano.
If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them.
Springing into summer safety with your pet, I'm Gigi Barnett.
The Nats and O's both in action today. WTOP News Time, 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Officials in Davenport, Iowa have identified the body of a man pulled from a partially collapsed apartment building as that of 42-year-old Brandon Colvin Sr. His family has been at the collapsed site almost constantly, hoping Colvin would be found alive. His son, who graduated from high school yesterday, had joined the vigil. Two other men still remain missing. A photojournalist at the scene of India's horrific train crash says he couldn't believe what he was seeing today.
One of the people stuck in the mangled remains of the train was rescued alive this morning and rushed to a hospital right before my eyes in an ambulance. Most people believe there were no people alive anymore.
India's railway board says a signaling issue may have caused the crash that killed around 300 people and injured hundreds more. A Chinese warship has come within 150 yards of an American guided missile destroyer in the Taiwan Strait. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to reporters about it.
I think we have to judge them by what they're actually doing, and that dangerous activity continues.
Last month, an American surveillance plane over the South China Sea was shaken by turbulence caused when a Chinese fighter jet darted in front of it. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling deal passed by Congress, averting default. Louisiana Republican Representative Garrett Graves wasn't happy about the bill, but he told CBS's Face the Nation his party will not give up on more spending cuts.
Republicans are going to demand continuing to build upon the success that we were able to achieve in debt ceiling negotiations, in changing the way that Washington spends.
The Treasury Department had warned the country would have run out of cash to pay its bills starting tomorrow. 16 Venezuelan and Colombian migrants were dropped out outside of the Diocese of Sacramento on Friday. KOVR-TV's Tori Apodaca spoke with the head of a humanitarian group.
They were all admitted to the U.S. as asylum applicants. When they arrived in El Paso, she says, they were approached by a group that promised them jobs and housing, and instead they ended up here in Sacramento. Many of the migrants have upcoming court cases scheduled in cities across the country, from Chicago to Denver, some as soon as next week.
Sacramento's mayor has called for an investigation into who was responsible for transporting the migrants to his city. Chanting no contract, no coffee, Starbucks employees at a Manhattan store held a one-day strike yesterday to protest what they described as anti-union activity by the company. They say Starbucks illegally withheld credit card tipping at union stores. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 103 on Sunday, June 4th, 67 degrees. Clouds should give way to sun today with highs in the upper 70s. Good afternoon, I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. Frederick County rescue crews are still on the scene of a crash that happened around 8:30 this morning, which sent a car to the bottom of a quarry at Lehigh and Peter Schreiner Road in rural Liberty Town, Maryland. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office confirms that three people have died. We are told to expect a heavy police and fire and rescue presence for some time as the investigation continues. NBC4 reports that rescue crews are working to locate any additional passengers. After an attempted shooting on a bus last month, Prince George's County Bus Drivers Union is calling on the school system to beef up security.
When you look at security across all Prince George's County work sites, it's seriously lacking.
Local 2250 Union President Martin Diggs says his drivers and everyone in the Prince George's County school system needs to be better protected.
I believe that they need to have more than just the bus driver on that bus. They need to have additional aides on the bus.
He says what happened to Natalie Brower, the driver who witnessed three suspects board an attempt to shoot a student on her vehicle, will keep happening unless there's greater oversight and presence.
Because if they get hurt and they're driving the bus, they have to be transported in an ambulance. Who's going to stay with the kids on the bus?
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A welfare check in Landover leads to the arrest of a mother and daughter.
A 911 call Friday led police to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue, where 44-year-old Candace Craig let them in. After a brief search, they found the body of Craig's mother, 71-year-old Margaret Craig, dead in the basement. Police believe Craig killed her mother back on May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Celia Hardy, help dispose of the remains. A motive has not been determined. Both women are being held at the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
From battling mosquitoes to organizing the garage, homeowners have a few chores to do at the start of the summer.
To reduce the mosquito population, eliminate their habitat. Mosquitoes lay eggs in still water, so empty any standing water around the yard in toys, plastic tarps, or buckets. The Washington Post's home maintenance checklist for summer also recommends cleaning out the garage. Besides getting rid of things you don't need, also, properly dispose of unneeded hazardous materials, including paints and pesticides. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Work is almost over, and nothing sounds better than an afternoon coffee or tea to get you through the day. Not so fast, says a sleep specialist.
Caffeine is a wonderful way to be alert and to wake up and taste delicious. But as with so many things, you can overdo it.
That's Dr. Richard Friedman, a psychiatry professor at Cornell University. He says that afternoon pick-me-up will cost you later and cut into your sleep.
There's a self-sustaining cycle, which, you know, you need caffeine to wake you up from your poor sleep the night before, only setting you up, if you drink enough of it during the day, for another night of poor sleep.
Add in a nightcap to calm you down. Dr. Friedman says your sleep will suffer even more.
Keep the caffeine use to the morning.
Luke Garrett, WTOP News.
The warmer weather can sneak up on us quickly, sometimes a little too fast for the safety of pets. Vets are reminding you to get your furry friends ready for the heat now.
Michelle Riley has two 11-year-old pugs, Oscar and Ollie. She knows the rules for pet summer safety.
Checking out for the hot asphalt, that's one thing that a lot of people forget.
Something else, summer brings mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, which can carry dangerous heartworms.
Summer is absolutely the time of year when you want to make sure that your dogs are prevented against those types of things.
Her pet's vet, Dr. Peter Eag at the Poolsville Veterinary Clinic, agrees. One of his biggest no-nos, leaving your pets inside vehicles, even if the windows are down.
1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no way. 85 degree temperature outside, it's 120 degrees inside the car within 10 minutes.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
The former operators of the Luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Round Hill, Virginia, are facing numerous charges after an animal cruelty investigation found more than 100 animals living in filthy, unhealthy conditions. Investigators say that the home of 51-year-old Kimberly Hall and 22-year-old Alex Hall, which ran the operation along with 50-year-old Nicole Metz, the floors were covered with feces and urine, and most of the animals were confined in stacked crates. Many of the animals needed veterinary care. Coming up after traffic and weather, joint bank accounts lead to a happier marriage. It's 108.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good news on the Beltway in Maryland. As you leave Greenbelt headed toward College Park, the early morning crash and vehicle fire from a tractor trailer that was carrying produce now cleared. All your travel lanes are open on the outer loop as you head toward Route 1 College Park. Lanes are indeed available, but if you're traveling in Silver Spring on the outer loop before Georgia Avenue, that's where we have the left side blocked for the crash near Holy Cross Hospital. Traveling on 270 is pretty cool. I-95 is pretty clear right now. BW Parkway northbound sluggish in the usual spot between Greenbelt Road and Powder Mill Road. Westbound on the ICC after the Muncaster Mill Road overpass as you head toward Georgia Avenue. That's where the left lane gets you by at the medical emergency. Traveling in Sandy Spring, 108 on the Sandy Spring Road between Norwood Road and New Hampshire Avenue. It's the Strawberry Festival taking place at the Sandy Spring Museum, causing your bottleneck there. Otherwise, in Virginia, slowdowns on the Interloop approaching the Dulles Toll Road headed up to and across the American Legion Bridge. Northbound and southbound on the GW Parkway. Delays as you make your way between the Beltway and 123 as a result of the single lane getting you by the long-term work zone there. I-95 southbound off and on the brakes anywhere as you travel between Newington and Dumfries, continuing south toward Triangle. Northbound I-95, you're on the brakes, leaving Route 1, Spotsylvania, headed toward Route 3 in Fredericksburg. After that, you were clear toward the Springfield Interchange. Northbound I-395, volume delays
passing Boundary Channel Drive, headed up to and across the 14th Street Bridge onto the Southwest Freeway, headed toward South Capitol Street. Broadway stars Megan Hilty and Lee Salonga perform live at Wolf Trap Friday, June 16th. Tickets for Broadway in the Park are on sale now at wolftrap.org. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
To 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Clouds still decreasing out there this afternoon, but mostly sunny skies by the evening forecast. Highs today around 76, evening temperatures in the upper 60s. Then tomorrow morning, mid-50s for lows. That means the suburbs likely down to the upper 40s. Air will stay nice and dry, no humidity in that forecast at least through the next week. So with temperatures on repeat in the low to middle 80s, it's going to be very comfortable out there every day throughout the entire week. Each day we'll have passing clouds, light northwest winds between 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
It's 69 degrees at Tyson, 71 in Potomac, and 69 at Lafont Plaza in the District. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. It's 110. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Lisa Mateo.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The secret to a happier and longer marriage is having a joint bank account. That's according to a new study from the Indiana University Kelley School of Business.
We recruited 230 engaged and newlywed couples. These were couples who all had separate accounts, and we paid them to either keep it separate, merge their money into a joint account, or do whatever they want.
Scott Rick, Associate Professor of Marketing at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan and one of the authors of the study, says by the end of the 2 years, the joint account couples were better off.
They argue over money less. They are happier with how they're both spending money. They're more at peace with it. They're more communal. It's not your money and my money. It's our money.
There were a few hurdles.
Some difficult conversations like, oh my gosh, you spent X on Y? I can't believe it. And while those may have happened, it looks like eventually those conversations helped couples get on the same page.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Lisa Mateo on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, ideas for saving money on traveling this summer. It's 111.
Do people judge you by your missing or broken teeth? Even worse, do you judge yourself? You should know there is one great solution that can change your life. Cascades One from the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling. Cascades One is a revolutionary full mouth implant solution completed with beautiful teeth in a day created in our on-site lab. We use only the best materials and we never upcharge, all backed up by our amazing guarantee. Change your life. Call 866-25-SLEEP or visit Cascades1.com.
Did you know that connecting to your community can help boost your business? At Kaiser Permanente, we know that building a successful business goes way beyond creating, marketing, and selling products and services. As a leader, you have an opportunity to help your employees, community, and business thrive by encouraging your employees to make community connections, participating in community partnerships, and establishing a reputation for good corporate citizenship. Learn more simple ideas that you can start putting into practice to make an impact at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
Ever since we got Xfinity Mobile, the whole family now has the fastest mobile service. My little brother has no idea how lucky he is. Back in my day, we didn't have it nearly as good.
Oh yeah? Back in my day, you couldn't even stream outside the house. I don't like to think about it.
Please, back in my day, we had phones with cords, and they were mounted to a wall.
Forget phones. Back in my day, we wrote letters. Remember, Herman?
Oh, I remember.
Vintage texting. Cool.
Switch to Xfinity Mobile, the fastest mobile service with 5G and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. Get the best price for two unlimited lines with 5G compared to the lowest price plans of the top three carriers. Just $30 a line per month. Visit Xfinity.com/fastestmobile to learn more.
Wait till you hear about how we rented movies.
I don't think she's ready for that. From Xfinity, home of the 10G network. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Coming up, it's the Nats versus the Phillies here at home and the O's playing later in San Francisco. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
If your stunning home has gone a little stale, it might be time to contact your local Serta Pro Painters. We bring the power of pro to every job. That's Serta Pro's power to do the job right the first time, every time, and the power to renovate your home without breaking down walls. Take your home from blah to booyah. Get on CertaPro's schedule today at CertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Walking into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 1:15. Almost 7 out of 10 Americans plan to travel this summer, despite the cost. Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree.com, tells our Dimitri Sotis that a survey from Value Penguin and LendingTree found that people want to save but are so anxious to travel, they're willing to pay.
It is definitely easy to spend a lot, but the good news is that there are things that you can do all the way from when you book to what time and day your flights are, to using credit card rewards and other things like that. The good news is that there are things you can do to save a little money. The bad news is that you're starting off from a pretty expensive place.
Yeah, and that's largely inflation, right?
Yeah, it's certainly inflation, but it's also, some of it's just a function of high demand, because we're all still in a little bit of making up for lost time periods in the wake of the pandemic. So many people want to get out this summer and do something special and interesting, and that is driving up costs for everybody.
What about booking on would it be the middle of the week, avoiding the weekends in terms of trying to save a little money on tickets?
About 27% said that they try to find savings by booking flights at inconvenient times or days. And I actually do this a lot myself. I tend to, when in doubt, try and take the first flight of the day. It can be really early. It can make for some painful wake-up calls, but it can end up sometimes being a little bit cheaper in my experience. And also, the plane is probably already at the airport, so you're at the mercy a little less of connecting flights and that sort of thing.
I was surprised to read here that while many people search high and low for the best prices, it's so easy to do online. In the end, not everybody thinks that bargain hunting is worth it.
Yeah, it was interesting. We found a quarter of the folks save that they never shop on, you know, these kind of travel comparison sort of sites. And for a lot of those folks, about a third of them, they say that they just think that the deals aren't that worth it. I can understand why they would think that, but ultimately, one of the oldest pieces of advice for looking for any type of purchase is to shop around. And the truth is that shopping around a little bit extra never hurts, even if it takes a little more time, because there is some peace of mind that comes along with having turned over every stone to make sure you have the best deal.
Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree.com on Skype. Quick look now at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is criticizing China for conducting dangerous aerial intercepts over the South China Sea. Three people are dead after a car plunged into a quarry in Frederick County, Maryland this morning. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 1:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, northbound I-95 as you leave Route 1 in Spotsylvania, headed toward Route 3 in Fredericksburg. Hearing word of a crash near Route 3, possibly blocking a lane, so watch out for that. If you're northbound on I-95, expect the delays leaving Route 1 Spotsylvania toward Route 3 in Fredericksburg. Southbound I-95, off and on the brakes anywhere between Newington and Dumfries as you continue toward Triangle, but travel lanes are open. Keep in mind your express lane, folks, are pointed in the northbound direction today and will stay that way all day long. Northbound I-395, brief delays passing Boundary Channel Drive up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. And a loop slowdowns leaving Tyson's headed toward McLean and the American Legion Bridge. Northbound and southbound on the GW Parkway between the Beltway and 123. A single lane gets you by the long-term work zone there. May have a new problem in Woodbridge. Prince William Parkway near Smoketown Road is the report of a crash. The Beltway in Maryland, outer loop after University Boulevard and past Colesville Road as you head toward Georgia Avenue. That crash activity was along the left side. No problems being reported on 270. You guys are pretty cool. I-95's in good shape. BW Parkway northbound slow, leaving Greenbelt Road headed toward Powder Mill Road. eastbound Route 50 delays approaching Cape St. Clair toward the eastbound span of the Bay Bridge. Of course, we do have two lanes east and three lanes open in the westbound direction. Westbound running without any kind of delay right now. You guys are looking pretty good. Traveling in the district, southbound DC 295 on the brakes as you head toward East Capitol Street. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
To 7 News, First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
More sunshine than rain chances in that forecast, which is a good thing for outdoor plans, but not so good for the drought conditions. Those lawns are starting to lose their green, so try to keep the sprinklers going if you can, because we don't have any rain in that forecast. 76 for a high today, lows tonight down to 56. Tomorrow, a high of 82. Tuesday, it's a high of 85. Then by the end of the week, we'll cool down into the low 80s. By next weekend, though, we go in the other direction. Near 90 by Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
Checking area temperatures at 68 in Chantilly, 71 in Columbia, 69 in Penn Quarter. Brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a host of one of the Sunday morning TV talk shows is stepping down. It's 120.
Slowed down. Held back. Inhibited. What you get out depends on what you put in. Rejuvenate your engine's performance with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Because true performance knows no bounds. New and improved Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits to rejuvenate your engine's performance. Continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
This is WTOP News.
At 122, WTOP is proud to announce we won five top awards from the Chesapeake Associated Press Broadcasters Association. The award ceremony was held last night in Ocean City, Maryland. We took first place for outstanding coverage of a continuing story, Nightmare on I-95. We won outstanding newscast and website, as well as outstanding year-round local sports in the radio division. To see all the winners, check our website at WTOP.com. Sunday talk show moderator Chuck Todd says he's leaving Meet the Press after a tumultuous near decade on the NBC political panel show. Larry Sabato is a political analyst and a friend of Todd's.
You know, he's done this for close to a decade. And, you know, in any job, I think you can get stale. And the success that you may have is determined in part by one question. Do you know when to get off the stage?
Chuck Todd will be replaced on the program by NBC White House correspondent Kristen Welker. She'll be the first black moderator of Meet the Press and the first woman since Martha Roundtree left in 1953. Todd will remain at NBC in a new role as chief political analyst. Some journalists across the country plan to walk off their jobs tomorrow at publications owned by Gannett, the largest newspaper chain in the U.S. Their union says the one-day strike is to protest the company's leadership and cost-cutting measures since its 2019 merger with Gatehouse Media. It will coincide with Gannett's annual shareholder meeting, where protesters will urge shareholders to express their lack of confidence in CEO Mike Reed, who's overseen the chain since the merger. Gannett shares have dropped more than 60% since that deal closed, amid a challenging time for the news business. Summer is quickly approaching, meaning tons of fun events around town. We're helping you mark calendars with WTOP's June Entertainment Guide.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Get ready for Ed Sheeran at FedEx Field. John Legend hits Wolf Trap. TLC comes to Jiffy Lube Live. Why
Paramore rocks Capital One Arena. The Kennedy Center stages The Lion King. National Theater presents Hadestown. Darius Rucker hits the anthem and the Atlantis. Natalie Merchant plays the Kennedy Center. And Indiana Jones 5 hits movie theaters. See the full guide on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
It's 125.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Here's Jay Brooks.
Sandy, Nats with a rubber game today at Nats Park as Washington is set to take on the Phillies, who ended a five-game losing skid with their win yesterday. And with a preview of today's contest, here's WTOP's Dave Preston.
Nats can move into a tie for fourth place in the NL East with a win today, Jay. Trevor Williams in his last outing was betrayed by a fifth-inning error that led to a six-run frame and a loss to the Dodgers. Former Nats Bryce Harper and Trey Turner are each hitting 2-for-8 in this series. The bat to beware, Nick Castellanos, who has 2 homers and 5 RBI in 2 games. Nationals and Phillies coming up.
That's right at 1:35. Thank you, Dave. As Dave will have live look-ins beginning at 1:55 this afternoon. Elsewhere, interleague play today, a 4:05 start as Baltimore, who were shut out Saturday in San Francisco, of a rubber game today against the Giants as Tyler Wells throws for the O's. College baseball NCAA tournament regional action, West Virginia trailing Kentucky, bottom of the fourth, 3-0 right now. Virginia will play tonight at 6 between either East Carolina and Oklahoma. Right now, the Pirates have a 3-1 lead over Oklahoma, top of the fourth. Coming up at the top of the hour, Maryland we'll take on George Mason. And in Formula One racing, Max Verstappen, the points leader, and he had the pole today as well. He won his fifth race of the Formula One racing season earlier today. Jay Brooks, WTOP Sports.
Coming up after traffic and weather, rescuers have recovered 3 bodies after a car crashed into a quarry in Maryland this morning. It's 126.
Success is picking up extra shifts, but now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door, but now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And for more than 75 years, you know.